Hey, it's the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton again today, your host, and with me, before I introduce my guest, though, I do want to say we have stepped up our game here at WJBM Radio, and we, of course, you can get our signal, 104.7 FM, 1480 AM, you're might be listening to that, but you can stream us as well. And if you have an iPhone, you just go right to your app store, put in WJBM Radio, we'll pop up, boom, you got us. And if you have an Android, then just go to our website. And Androids are a little harder for some reason. They make it difficult. So you got to go to our website, which is WJBM at WJBMradio.com. And on there, front and center, it says, how do you stream with an Android? And so we got that. And we also have, we're doing video. So we're doing a lot of our interviews, not all, but a lot in the past. We've been working on it. Just go to WJBM Radio YouTube and you can see, you will be able to see my guest today, which is Debbie Whitman. Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you.
Yes. And you are the head of the physical therapy for Alton Physical Therapy, but
yes,
for that company. However, you work at Jerseyville Wellness Center. That's where you're stationed at.
Yes. So Alton Physical Therapy has a contract, which we've had for over 30 years with Jersey Community Hospital.
Yes.
And so I've worked in Jerseyville for 28 years.
28 years. And we have to mention your family come from the Sinclair family.
Yes.
Stanley and Shirley.
Stan the man.
Yes.
Stan, my dad.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. One of the hardest working guys here in Jersey County.
He is. I hope I don't have to live up to that expectation till I'm 86, but I'll have patients coming in and tell me they need me to lay down on the table that I'm in worse shape than they are.
Yes. And recently, I pulled a muscle in my buttocks, you know, and you helped me heal it. I am healed now.
Nice.
And I suffered from that for 3 months and finally
did therapy.
Did the right exercises and got me healed. And I'm a new man. They don't hear me moan and groan so much around here like they used to.
I bet they enjoy that. That fact that they don't have to hear that too. But that's what kind of makes physical therapy unique. When we have an evaluation that we do, it's very personalized to what we find with that patient. So, that's what helps us try to find the right exercises for you when you have those ailments.
Now today we're going to talk about something, and especially it's right down my alley, you know, now that as we get older, we start wanting to live longer. All of a sudden we're looking,
quality.
Yes, quality of life, longevity of life.
Yes.
You know, and a good quality lifestyle, okay? So talking about, when I asked you before we came on, in your physical therapy department, what is the biggest category of people that you see, what age, and what did you think?
Typically around 60. I mean, we do see all ages, but I'd say for as far as ailments and aches and pains, probably between that 50 to 60-year-old decade. However, we get even, it seems like, more people up in their upper 80s that are trying to come in and fix things that have been bothering them.
Uh-huh. 50s and 60s.
50s and 60s.
Yes, and why, other than the obvious, why does that happen?
I think there's a couple of reasons. I think as we start to get older, joints get a little stiffer and tighter. We don't tend to move and push ourselves maybe when that occurs. But also, too, that's kind of at the end stages of or end of our working, kind of going towards that retirement. Believe it or not, we see a lot of people who retire and they're just not as active as they were when they were working. And then they have to come in for physical therapy because now their back hurts or now their hip hurts. And it might have hurt actually, you know, 5 or 10 years even prior, but they didn't maybe notice it as much. Or, you know, maybe now that they're not moving around as much, it's aggravating them to a certain extent that they think now they have to go to their doctor to see about it. And they usually end up in physical therapy.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest lifestyle changes for me and most people that I talk to, you know, is you get married, that's a lifestyle change.
Sure.
You have kids, there is the big eye opener. Everything changes.
Right.
Why? Because you got to feed those kids, you know, and you got to take care of them. So you start doing things, you know, I cannot believe how much energy that I must have had back when the kids were young.
I think, yes.
You were so active.
It forces us to be active.
I mean, one thing, you got to work every day.
You got to chase them.
You got to work every day, and then you got to take the...
Then you come home and you chase kids off.
Yes, then you chase kids. And then finally, whoo, remember those days? Finally,
yes.
Like, oh my gosh, we can finally, in the night, put those kids away.
Right.
You know, so you're active.
Active.
And then we retire, and everything slows down.
Right. Or even as the kids get older and they get more independent, and they don't need as much from us, I feel like that's also a time where... You know, we tend to, and because that's probably also when some aches and pains start. So again, it's real easy to just be like, well, my knee hurts, so I'm not going to walk today.
Mm-hmm.
And then today turns into tomorrow, and tomorrow turns into, and before you know it, you're not being as active as what you were.
Okay, question. Mm-hmm. Okay, that has happened to me. It's probably never happened to you, but it's happened to
me. Happens.
Where I quit. And then next thing I know, I got 2 or 3 days where I haven't exercised or something.
Right.
I'm going, oh. What's wrong with me? Okay, what do we do? What's a good trick to keep yourself going regardless?
There are times when we definitely need to listen to our bodies and rest them. But there are exercises that you can do that maybe aren't as aggressive. And we were going to lead into this, I think, a little bit with like the aquatic therapy exercises or getting in a pool. The Wellness Center, we're very fortunate to have 2 pools. And when you get in the water, it just unloads our body and unloads those joints. And sometimes that really can make a difference. If you have severe osteoarthritis of your knees or hips or feet or low back,
yeah.
But getting in there and moving in that water, you know, where it's warm and the buoyancy of the water actually unweights you. You know, if you're working out in the pool and you're up to your chest in water, you're literally taking about 60 to 70% of your body weight off as you're trying to exercise, which makes a huge difference for people and allows them to still, you know, stay mobile and not hurt as
yeah.
they're doing it. But again, I mean, it might be something where we need to mix things up a little bit, you know, where you're taking the time off. And is it time off because you are having an issue, or is it time off just because you had something else better to do?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I get that sometimes too with patients.
Yeah, but you got to stay at it.
Right.
I
do.
And it's habit.
It
being
is.
Being habitual.
It's a lifestyle. It
yeah.
really is a lifestyle change. I mean, just like changing your eating habits, you know, and really waiting till we're, you know, in our 50s, 60s, or even like you were talking with me, you know, 60s, 70s, that's not the time to... I mean, it doesn't hurt to make those changes at that age, but it would be more ideal to try to start this at a very young age, even with our kids.
Yeah, like kids today, the way I did see a lot of action during COVID. I saw a lot of kids running around on bicycles and stuff. But in general, you know, I mean, they're not as active as maybe, you know, 30, 40 years ago. So what do parents do about that?
Again, I think it's important for us to encourage kids to get outside and play every day. You know, bundle them up and get them out there and let them run around. Our bodies are meant to move.
Even in the wintertime.
Even in the wintertime. Maybe not when it's 20 below, but yes, I mean, we definitely should be.
Our bodies were meant to move.
Our bodies are meant to move.
We got
to
move.
You know, and even these little kids who sit in school, you know, at 5 years old and we have them sit still and, you know, 5-year-olds don't want to sit still.
No. gosh.
But neither do, really neither should 40 or 50 year olds want to sit still. We really do need to move. And I think when we instill that activity at younger ages with kids, and whether it's just get outside and play, ride your bike, you know, play on a swing set or be in an activity or a young sport, you know, potentially that gets them in that active state of mind much younger. And hopefully they'll follow through in their 20, 30, 40 up each decade. So they'll be my 90-year-old lady that comes in and says, hey, I'm still, you know, taking water class, or I'm still in pickleball, or I'm still, you know, doing things to have that longevity of life. Yes. And it's not just the exercise portion. I mean, obviously, genetics plays a strong role. Diet plays a strong role, you know, with our longevity and our lifestyle. But again, those are lifestyle changes, and it takes a lot of discipline, which is not easy for most people, even myself.
Yes. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Debbie Whitman with me. She's a physical therapist. She works for Alton Physical Therapy, and they work out of the Wellness Center in Jerseyville. And she's good. She's good at what she does.
Thank you.
I can tell you that. And, you know, kids need to play. But let's jump over a little bit and talk about, you know, which is important. Is as we age, we need to maintain our balance, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, so we don't, because the one thing we don't want to do is take a hard fall. I took a hard fall about a year ago. I fell off a ladder. I got a little lightheaded.
Okay.
Fell, cracked my head, emergency room, broke fractured three vertebrae. I could have actually just been finished right there, luckily.
Yes.
I didn't know any better. I got up
and dusted your boots off. Yeah. And went back to doing what you were doing on the ladder, weren't you? You're back on the ladder the next day.
I am, but I'm a lot more conscious.
When you're on a ladder.
I'm more conscious when I get on a ladder.
As we should be.
Yes. Very conscious of where I'm at and how I'm feeling. Anyway, balance is so key. Any tips on maintaining some things we ought to do to maintain our balance so we have...
Absolutely. There, so we
when
treat
you talk
balance.
About falling.
Fall is probably the number one reason that leads to elderly people not being able to stay in their own homes.
Yes.
And so, again, that, I mean, I know that is a fear. And really, once you have fallen, you usually have a pretty significant fear of falling again.
Yeah.
Which makes you actually probably more likely to fall than if we could work, you know, with some physical therapy and get you over some of that fear and try to train some of those muscles and strengthening. And it's a neurological portion that goes along with the balance too. So it's not just the musculoskeletal system. So
I see some people when they age, they're bent over and they're looking at the ground. You know, they're kind of...
People do tend, yes.
Tend
instead
to
of looking at what's coming at them. What they have coming ahead of them, which is where we should be looking.
Yeah. And you don't want to fall in that trap.
Right.
You want to try to straighten up, look ahead.
Yes. Try to train. Take. What happens is our eyes, our vision serves as one of our senses in our body not to get too technical here, but it gives us more information and feedback. And so once we have a fall, we really rely on that vision. That vision heightens. And that's why we tend to look. But we really should be able to tell where our body is relative to space and the environment that we're in. And our muscles should be able to adapt.
What are some simple things that somebody could do at home daily? Wake up in the morning and do some things for just to have better balance, you know, for the future and for now.
Believe it or not, one of the best things as far as exercise for that would be to try to stand up and sit down out of a chair. Without using your hands.
Yeah.
Probably anywhere from 20 to 50 repetitions every single day.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not just a one time, like a repeated stand-up sit-down.
So are you saying, okay, you wake up, sit up.
Go have your coffee.
Stand up, have some coffee, stand up, sit down, stand up. Like do several in a row?
In a row. Okay. Repetition. Where we're using those big leg muscles, we're using ankle muscles, we're using back muscles, we're using core muscles of the abdominal to be able to perform that activity. Mm-hmm. So that keeps us stronger, which helps prevent balance and prevent falls.
All right. Now, one thing that I Saul Red or whatever video was that the Japanese culture, they have more centenarians than any other people. And they sit on the floor a lot.
Right.
So they don't sit at tables.
They have better mobility than we do.
Sit around.
Yes. So they have to get up and down from the floor. And, you know, majority of, I'd say, our culture, we just don't do that.
What happened?
And
chairs.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Comfortable chairs.
Right. Remote control. So we don't have to get up and get out of a chair to even change a TV channel or things like that. But I think the other thing that, like I said, they have that mobility and they have, and like you had kind of alluded to in our pre, they tend to go barefoot. So they have that that feedback from their feet.
The Japanese go barefoot.
Yeah. So they have that. They, you know, they spend a lot of their time with that feedback from their feet. And when you're talking about balance, there's actually three strategies that we use to prevent a fall. And the first strategy that happens is at the ankle. And so if you start to lose your balance, typically your ankles will fire the muscles. The brain will fire the muscles to help you to correct whatever misstep you had. And if your ankles can't do it, then the second strategy is a hip. And you'll tend to kind of bend over at the waist or, you know, again, to try to catch yourself if you start to fall. If your hip can't catch you, then you typically try to take a step. And that's kind of the third strategy is like that step strategy, we call it, where you'll take a step to try to recover your balance. If you can't recover it with a step, you're going down.
Okay.
So that's kind of what happens as people fall, but it happens so fast that people don't realize, oh, wait, I need my ankles to be strong. So again, that's where doing, you know, even ankle exercises where you're standing at your countertop. You asked me what other exercises, standing at your kitchen counter and just kind of going up on your toes and working those ankles. That gives you strength, but it also gives you that sense of what we call proprioceptive, which is knowing where your body is in space.
And you should do it barefooted.
And you could do it barefooted. You don't have to do it barefooted because we don't do anything typically barefooted except for, you know, when you're in your house, I guess people do take their shoes off and they are tend to be. But heel and toe raises. Another one that you were talking for balance is even just standing on one leg and trying to, you know, if you have to hold on to your counter, just standing on one leg and trying to keep balance in one limb at a time and then repeat it on the other side. Yeah. And that really works a lot of balance and strength in the legs.
And I tried this morning for the first time because I was watching this, some of this stuff, and because I knew you were coming.
But you're going to be prepared.
I was trying to get ahead of the game a little bit.
Right.
But when you're walking, the Japanese, they walk from heel to toe, and they try to feel the whole ground. And they actually even said, they like to do it barefooted if they could. But but even if, of course, you can't walk around the streets of Jerseyville barefooted, but
probably not suggested.
I tried that today, and I said, okay, I'm going to go heel to toe, and I'm really going to try to feel that, try to get that feeling in my foot. It's a different way of walking.
So it's a rocker, but it actually is the correct way to walk.
I never walked like that before.
And
I've been walking incorrectly for like 67 years.
Here's the kicker. If you strike on your heel first, you can't trip over your toe to trip yourself.
Okay.
So if you land on your heel and you rock to your toe, most falls kind of occur because you catch your toes, because you don't pick your toes up. But if you land on your heel, your toes are off the ground, and then you rock to your toes, so you don't tend to fall if you're walking heel toe gait pattern.
But they were talking like it's a good way to walk.
I mean
to use your muscles
to use your muscles
and to gain balance.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. A good exercise.
Yes. So you'll hear a lot of physical therapists when we're walking with somebody, you'll hear us say heel toe, a little bit monotonous, but we do try to train that, you know, with it and incorporate that into the balance training as well.
All right, but a big thing is don't be sedentary. Move.
Got to move.
Yeah.
And winter's hard, especially on older people because they don't get out as often because, you know, bad weather or it gets cold outside. You know, so even in your house, like we talked about, the stand-up sit-downs out of the chair, walking from room to room every hour, you know, try to take, you know, maybe 10 paces down your hallways. you know, you don't have to go to a gym. You don't have to have a lot of dumbbell weights and things. There's lots of things that you can do body weighted that still allow strengthening and balance training, even inside your home.
You know, one thing that I do that I've done is that periodically I got to go to my shop and get it cleaned up and sorted back out because I have stuff everywhere, right?
And sounds like my
It's just like, you know, it's about 3,000 square feet. So it's pretty good size. It's pretty good size shop. But I just drop stuff off and go on, you know, just get and go, you know, just dropping stuff off. And so I get in there and maybe when I'm taking this time to clean my shop, I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to turn this into an exercise, right? And I try to do things quickly, you know, and, you know, just try to be on the move and try to, you know, make it a workout.
Absolutely.
So kill two birds with one stone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. I mean, I think you can always find somebody or some way to
cleaning the house
to make some. Yes,
which would be, you know, I should get Brenda, you know, pick up the pace,
pick up the pace, do some lunges as she's pushing the vacuum cleaner around. Maybe, yeah.
And so get out there
on your hands and knees scrubbing a kitchen floor.
Oh my gosh,
that's some good core work if you're pulling your stomach in while you're doing it.
Remember that. Pull that stomach in.
Pull that stomach in. You can make anything an ab exercise if you pull the stomach in as you're kind of doing that. You just got to remember to think about the stomach, which sometimes we don't.
Sometimes you have a lot of stomach to pull.
Yeah, sometimes we do. Yeah.
Yes.
But sometimes we have to go back to the basics and kind of reteach that a little bit because a lot of, you know, there's times with low back patients that those abdominal muscles, they're there, you know, and I'll get patients to be like, I don't have those anymore. And I'm like, well, you have them. They're there. We just got to get them to work the way you need them to work again. So again, with physical therapy, that's good training. You know, that's what we do.
Okay. I got a question for you. A big thing that you see all the time. I know we're running out of time.
So yes,
we have to
I
make
know.
This.
We have, yes.
But belly fat. Is there any, what do you suggest you got anything in physical therapy for belly fat?
You know, a lot of that's
true. Can you work it off by
sit-ups?
No.
It probably takes a little bit more strength training, a little bit more diet. A lot of the belly fat is genetic. Unfortunately, a lot of it is diabetic. So it's, again, back to like diet changes and things like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of a notorious, we see that belly fat pretty often with diabetic patients. And again, you can exercise. You can cut back on what you're eating. And sometimes it's just the way your body stores fat.
Probably taking in too much.
Right. So it's a balance. I mean, you gotta expend and burn fat with exercise or daily activity, even vacuuming or like things that we talked about. How much you're being active versus how much food you're eating, but it's also about the types of food that you're eating too. Mm-hmm. So, and you don't want to get me started on that because I feel like, in our country, it's not easy to eat healthy.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It is. And it's cheaper for most people and faster for most people to make unhealthy dishes than it is to do food prep and cut vegetables. And vegetables are way more, and fruits are way more expensive.
Yeah.
You know, when an apple costs as much as a box of Hamburger Helper.
But if you look at the long run.
But in the long run.
In the
longevity.
Longevity.
Lifestyle.
Yeah.
Discipline.
Yes, right. All those good things.
All those good things.
You know, spend a little bit more money, take a little bit more time. And. Yeah.
It pays
eat
off.
Eat correctly. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
Whole foods.
Yes.
Whole foods.
Sugars bother joint pain.
Sugar. Lay off the sugar.
Lay off
sugar. Sugar and sweeteners.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anything with like fructose in it, you know, that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Corn syrup.
Yeah.
It's in everything, unfortunately. They put it in everything, even granola bars. Ugh. But yeah.
Well, believe it or not, we ran out of time again.
Hey, we're good. We've talked a lot.
Yes. Well, thanks
hopefully
for coming
we're helping
in.
Somebody.
Yes. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate you. Take care.
Welcome.
And I'll see you. Hopefully not in therapy.
At the Wellness Center. Just coming in to exercise.
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect.